Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Friday morning. We are at Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa in Atlantic City. And I know it wasn't that busy a sports day yesterday, but it's a busy day this morning. Oh, I got something juicy for you in a minute. I've got an update, Al, on people that are considering placing a wager on the Philadelphia Eagles season.
Cool.
In light of the brilliant offseason by mastermind Howie Roseman.
Yes.
I've also got, would you love to know, Al, Carson Wentz will be coming back to town in a few months. Would you like to know whether or not he was a fan of our station?
Oh, yeah.
I got that for you.
Oh, cool.
He
talks about how much he enjoyed WIP and sports radio. And the time he played here.
Nice.
Now, keep in mind, Al, he often came on our show to promote things
for
his charity.
Yeah, yeah.
He's very, very accessible in that regard.
Yep.
I assumed he was a huge fan. Maybe not. All right. We got all that. We got Al, a doctor, has finally come forward publicly and asked that there be a study done about Veterans Stadium and all the cancer cases involving former Phillies. That is now on the record. Do we have some news today? Yes, we do. Very nice situation. Mm-hmm. I enjoy getting in the car and driving from my home in Chestnut Hill, Pennsylvania, all the way here to Atlantic City. It's about an hour, 35 minutes.
Right.
And I love when I can do that while listening to the finest radio station in America, WIP, and hearing a fine baseball contest.
Yes.
Okay.
And that is the way I plotted my move here yesterday.
All right.
And I got an added bonus in that I got to hear somebody I'd never heard do radio. And then when I arrived here, I got to hear our good friend Scott Fransky doing television.
Nice.
And Scott will be on our show today at 8:25 to talk about what the difference is between radio and TV.
Did they score any runs on TV?
They scored none in the time I was on
TV. How about on the radio?
No.
On TV, they scored two. But I got to hear the son of a great announcer, Tom McCarthy.
Yes.
Pat McCarthy?
Yep.
Terrific.
He's done some games.
He did a real. Is that genetic?
Nah. Well, you grow up with it, so you're in it.
Right?
I mean, he does. I believe he does the Iron Pigs game.
No,
yeah.
I kind of in baseball, you have time to kind of let your mind wander, and I'm wondering about my dad, right? Because Pat McCarthy's dad is Tom McCarthy.
Yeah.
And Tom McCarthy is a terrific announcer, and Pat McCarthy is a terrific announcer.
Like the Bucks.
Genetic? No. Genetic. Is there like a cell in their brain or something that makes them a play-by-play announcer? Because the kids, you could tell the kids going to be as good as that.
You got the Bucks. You got the guy in New York there, Kenny Albert.
Yep.
But I'll be honest. Now I started feeling bad about my own genes. Because my dad was a terrific tool maker.
All right.
He was handy with his hands.
He was excellent at making a tool.
I can't open a toolbox.
Oh.
I can't open a toolbox.
Well, it's got a little flip.
And there's another thing. I'm like 7 inches taller than he was. Well, but I look a lot like the milkman.
They don't have them anymore.
They did then. Think it through. Anyway, that's a digression. And I'm doing that because, well, I'll tell you why I'm doing it. Because I watched a lot of baseball and listened to a lot of baseball yesterday.
Yeah, I watched baseball, basketball, hockey. It was a great day for sports last night.
There's nothing great about what I saw.
Oh, what happened?
Nothing great. Well, I guess in an effort to promote the sport of baseball, in attendance yesterday at Citizens Bank Park were over 8,000 children.
Well, they had Weather Day.
Weather Day.
It was that thing they do every year. And they bring in Hurricane Schwartz throughout the first pitch. After, this is 2 days after that whole thing with the tornado.
Yeah, no tornado.
Al, 8,000 children in attendance.
Yeah.
A great opportunity to display their game.
Yeah.
And to hook some of these youngsters.
Yeah.
In fact, there's even some, if you want to see something great this morning, there's a beautiful moment before the game with Bryce Harper and a kid.
That was very cool.
And the kid wanted, he threw Bryce Harper his hat down to get Bryce to sign it.
Yeah.
And Bryce took off his own hat.
Yeah.
And flipped it. He didn't throw it because he's got a bad arm.
Right.
Right? He flipped it to the kid. And the kid ended up with a game-used Bryce Harper hat.
Nice.
Was that a nice item, Al?
Nice.
That was a bonding experience. Now, I can't prove what I'm about to say, but I'm pretty sure the kid wasn't there for the ninth inning.
Probably not. I don't know.
The game took 3 hours, 31 minutes, and it was 2-0.
I know.
Yep.
I'm not a mathematician, but that means if you were one of those kids, 8,000 at the game, you got to enjoy a run every hour and 45 minutes and 30 seconds.
Felt like it.
An hour and 45 minutes per run.
Yeah.
This, to me, Al, is not a recipe for success in bringing in the next generation. So I want to start with this. If you were at that game and you had a kid with you, please call me right now at 215-592-9494. I need to understand this because baseball is in crisis right now. And that they don't have that generation.
Well, the night before.
And they lost a lot of the previous generation. They're losing people.
Yeah.
And they're losing people because the sport is excruciatingly boring.
Yeah.
And I want to illustrate it to you now. In one at bat in the ninth inning. Now, I left in the second inning from Chestnut Hill.
Okay.
I arrived here an hour and 45 minutes later at the top of the sixth.
Okay.
I missed 3.5 innings of TV or 4 innings of TV while I was driving, an hour and 45 minutes. Then I got here. All the scoring had been completed at that point. It was 2-0.
Yeah.
And then I got to hear Fransky because I knew he was coming out. I wonder how he did. He also, by the way, he could do anything. He's excellent at what he does. And all right, it's two outs in the ninth, nobody on. And Camargo's at the plate.
Yeah.
And there's a guy pitching, the closer for the Padres is a guy named Taylor Rogers. He's what you call methodical. And here's a little sampling of the at-bat with Camargo.
The 1-1. And that's outside. Last time the Phillies scored three or fewer runs in a three-game series.
That had been a long time ago.
The last time it happened at home was 2016.
Yeah. Kind of amazing after all the firepower they showed on the West Coast, and then they come back here to a very good hitting park, and it's not getting it done.
That was one pitch. That was one pitch. You heard at that point in the game. By that point, Ruben Amaro had to talk so much that he was getting hoarse.
Yes.
Right. Ruben had to keep talking. Out the bat went on at least 7 or 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And all I could think of is the kids. If any kid had hung in for 3.5 hours, was this compelling to them? Here's more. Listen.
Philly's staring at three straight games with a shutout one way or the other. 3-0 on Tuesday in favor of the Padres. 3-0 last night for the Phils. And right now, 2-0 Padres today.
Track it up, that's 20 seconds of nothing. And it's not Fransky's fault. Nothing's happened.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The guy. And then, Al, then they got, this is always great, great entertainment for sports fans. The old cat and mouse game where the batter steps out, then he steps in, then the pitcher steps off.
Yeah.
Then he walks around the mound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's that.
Camargo asking for time, trying to keep this one alive. So Camargo, a couple of deep breaths, he's back in the box. And now, time called. And Rogers looks a little frustrated. That's a long stroll.
He wasn't the only one frustrated. So was Cataldi. Cataldi was frustrated. And I'm just going, well, is there a chance somebody will get out, hit a home run, whatever? And then he eventually walked.
Yes.
And then Segura came on, and that at-bat was even longer.
It was like 10 pitches. I had a friend stop over, and I said, listen, I'm just going to watch the last out of this game. Yeah. I think it was like 20 minutes later. And by the way, that the third strike. That was
high.
It was high.
All right. If I were the umpire, I would have called it a strike too, to end the misery. This is not a product little kids are going to enjoy. They're not. Is that something anybody is going to be entertained by?
No, you need to hit home runs.
You got to do something.
What's funny?
Do something. I didn't want to get security up in my room. I was screaming, throw the friggin' ball.
It's funny.
Throw the ball.
The night before, I got mad at Ruben because he was doing the game, and the San Diego pitcher was mowing down the Phillies, and he was working really fast.
Right.
It was great. And Real Muto comes up to the plate, and Ruben goes, that's it. Walk slow. He's saying, slow him down.
Oh, that's
go
excellent.
Out of the batter. And he was
that's
right.
That's good. Ruben, thanks. You're helping a lot. That's very helpful. And then, so Al, because I am, they lost 2-0.
Yeah, yeah.
3 hours, 31
and
minutes.
If you noticed night before with all the kids there, because it was the leagues.
Yeah.
They did a thing. The game is going on, and this 8,000 kids in the Wiffle Ball Stadium, they're not even watching.
Not even watching.
No, they're
playing Wiffle Ball.
Al, do they understand this isn't working? This is not getting the next generation.
Yeah. It's not
so
getting this one.
After the game, Al, I'm a sucker for punishment.
Yeah.
I wanted to see if it came up in the conversation of the post game with Michael Barkan and Ricky Vitalico.
Right.
And then they went to Joe Girardi. And Joe Girardi stopped himself in mid-sentence before he criticized the game that is paying him millions every year. Listen to this.
Some days you're going to get hits. Some days you're not. That's the nature of this. I don't know. I don't really want to say anything bad about our game, but our silly game, right? I mean, it's just the nature of our game, right? It's what happens.
Oh,
he's saying that's baseball.
At that point, Al, I was looking for a sharp object. I thought I could hurt myself.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard this. Do your kids like this sport? I'm going to make it a question of the day, at least to begin the show today, Al. Because it's not going to happen. That's not entertainment. 2 runs, 2-0. And your team got shut out 5 times this year already.
Yeah, no,
all
that's
the money
amazing.
They spent, 10 times, 1 run or less.
Yep.
10 times. This is not what is going to grab the attention of our children. Baseball is in crisis. Please understand that. Now, I know a lot of you had kids there. I saw them all in the stands.
And they were going nuts every time they went to
them. The night before, the wiffle ball stuff going on.
The night before was all the leagues were there.
215-592-9490. But you know who else took their kids? Principal Patty.
Oh, nice.
Remember, she said that she called in and said all their kids were going to one of these games.
It was a nice day, too.
Were they excited about this? Give me a call. 215-592-9494. Kick it off with this. Because, guys, that thing yesterday, and it was not the fault of the broadcasters. They both did excellent work.
They have to work.
That was pure torture. You understand? I've been a baseball fan my whole life. That was pure torture. That is not sports entertainment, and it will not sustain doing what they're doing right now. The game yesterday was actually a poster for what's wrong with baseball right now. It was awful. Let's go to Bob to kick it off this morning. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. How's it going, everybody?
Bobby, did you watch any of yesterday's Phillies game?
I barely listened to that last inning, and you are correct. It is torture, and that's why, that's one of the reasons that there's other sports. Like right now, I just got off the Walt Whitman. I'm headed to Avalon, New Jersey, to play in a pickleball tournament.
Oh. Pickleball, oh, wow.
Pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America by leaps and bounds. And I swear part of the reason is because of everything you just said about our beloved sport, baseball.
Pickleball is great. Here's the problem. That's a really terrific thing for people to participate in.
If you're 90,
it's not something I'm going to be watching, Bob. So I need to understand how the people that run a major American sport have allowed it to get to the point that it is now, where somebody who's loved it his whole life can't even watch it. If I were not doing this show today, I would not have watched that game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't worthy of 3.5 hours.
Well, you'll be retired soon. So.
No, and I will not watch it.
No, you won't.
I was literally saying to myself, what I was saying to myself was, I will find something better to do.
Given the choice of you playing pickleball or watching the game.
No, Bob. Next year, you and me with the pickleball. Let's do this, Bobby.
Oh, God.
Hey, Angelo, I want to come down to the studio. Let's get a big space in the lobby or out in the parking lot. We'll set it all up.
Absolutely, Bob. Is it possible to play that game while seated? I would like to be seated when I do that. All right, anyway, Bob.
They actually have wheelchair pickleball, so I'm going to say yes to that.
All right. Well, Bobby, all I can tell you is thank you. Thank you for jumping on this morning early. I got lines open. It's always real slow at the first hour, so you'll get right on. I really do need to talk to somebody who went to either the previous night's game or yesterday's game.
Well, if you bring kids, it's going to cost you a fortune because more boring the game is, the more they eat.
Yes. You know now, I'm going back a generation.
All righty.
Every time this topic comes up, I think of you and what you said with your daughter.
But my she hated the vet.
Yeah.
Right.
She looked forward
Let me say what you said. Yeah. I went, Al. You took your daughter to the game, and then you were going to take her again.
Yeah.
And what did she say to you?
What did I do wrong?
What did I do wrong to have to see another baseball game?
Right.
How old would she have been then?
Oh, 5.
And you're saying it was the veteran stadium
experience.
Because
she couldn't wait every summer to go to Fenway.
Well, because Fenway is
And
cool.
Then when Citizens Bank Park opened, couldn't wait.
Well, I'm not using it in that context. I'm using it in the context that she found it boring.
Well, because all the gymnasts would show up or whatever they were, and then invariably there's a rain delay.
I don't know.
And you want to talk about an ugly experience?
Yes.
A rain delay?
Bring kids to a ball game with a rain delay.
What, are you telling me there wasn't a rain delay in the
Well, that's what it feels like when
Did
nothing
feel
goes
like
on.
It?
Yeah, you got
nothing happened for minutes at a time. Nothing. Nothing. I'm still losing it this morning.
Well, then Segura comes up, and you're thinking maybe you'll hit a home run.
Huh. I did think
I did.
I did actually think that.
One of the swings
that.
He took out, if he had made any contact, it might have gone out.
He came out of his shoes.
Yes. Al, I think one of his shoes, he finished the at-bat with one shoe.
I thought he was going to hurt himself.
215-592-9494. Later in the hour, oh, my God, something major happened in the sports books.
What happened?
And we warned you. And when we come back out, the response to Throwback Thursday, I will never again say, if you were listening all the way back with Tony Bruno, please email me. I spent more time with that than the game yesterday.
Well, it gave you something to do during the game.
Yes, actually, I did it during the game. 215-592-9494 at the Morgana, WIP Sports Type 618.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.